be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land, and would sleep and rise the next day, and through the night the seed would sprout and grow, and how he knows not. Of its own accord the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for harvest has come." He said again, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, that, when it is sown in the ground, it is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. As we're very well aware, the time of Jesus was an agrarian culture. The Jewish people mostly were farmers. And so they would have understood parables that spoke about God in the terms of farming. Even back during the time of just the Jewish people, before Jesus came, they mostly focused on farming. And so God says to the prophet Ezekiel, "I too will take from the crest of the cedar, from its topmost branches, tear off a tender shoot, and plant it on a high and lofty mountain." Well, we know right away that Jerusalem is that mountain, because Jerusalem is up on a hill. And when you're driving into Jerusalem, as I experienced this past spring, it takes a good amount of time, because you can't go straight in. You have to go up on an angle. And it's this highest mountain that God is going to plant this tiny little seed. I have never seen a cedar in my own life actually living. But if you go out west, you can see tons of them. They are massive trees, just huge. And it takes centuries for them to grow that way. But the way they start out is from a small little seed. And so the people would have understood when both the prophet Ezekiel and Jesus are speaking about small seeds and what great things can come from them. And so God says to us, he is planting a seed in Jerusalem. He is planting this seed in our hearts, in our home. He is planting a seed in each and every one of us so that we can grow big and strong and tall in our faith. Because it's important that we take this faith everywhere we go. The cedar, one of the most strongest woods there is favored to make many different things. Furniture. I often think of the cedar closet or the cedar chest that my parents have at their house. Why is that so important? The smell that it gives protects. The strength of the wood protects what's inside. We use cedar for things to protect. Today we celebrate Father's Day. But today we should celebrate every man in our lives that has shown us what a good father is. When a cedar is newly planted, it can easily be cut down. But it's the other trees around it that protect it. Men, we need to be like the other trees. We need to be good leaders. We need to be good fathers. But to be a good father, we have to understand what it means to be a son. A son is someone who listens, who takes direction, who does what is commanded and asked of him. A good son is someone who loves his father without condition. And as soon as we learn what it means to be a good son, that's when we can be a good father, a good leader. We must be the good leaders for our families, for our friends, for ourselves. And it's only by taking the direction from the Father, it's only by taking his word, which we have heard today, and allowing it to nourish not only ourselves, but to spread that nourishment to our family, to all those around us. Not just our biological family, but our family here at church. Our family as brothers and sisters in Christ. We must take this nourishment, and maybe we don't know what it's going to do to us. I can stand up here and say all these eloquent words, but I don't know what it's going to do to your heart. One small thing could change someone's whole perspective. Think about that in your own lives. And so we nourish ourselves with God's word. We nourish ourselves with his body and blood. We nourish ourselves with every action that we do, giving thanks to him, giving praise to his name. And that's why we can say, ladies, latch on to your man. And men, support your women. Because it's not a one-way street. It's a two-way street. As my mother reminds me, a good woman is always behind a good priest. And that is my mother. And God bless her, because she has put up with me for a lot longer than Monsignor has had to. But we men, we need to take the lead. It's our job. It's our job to stand up and protect our loved ones from the evil one. It's our job to show our loved ones that we love them. And maybe it's difficult for you to say, I love you. But that is not an excuse. Show everyone that you love them. And trust me, it will make your life so much easier. I may be 26. I may have just become a father. But I can tell you this, the love that God the Father has for us is innumerable. It's indescribable. Take that love everywhere you go. Take that love and show one another how you love them so that you can be a strong cedar, so that you can be a strong leader for all those around you. That's not just for us men. That's for everyone. That is our goal today. So that when we do pass from this life, we may be that strong cedar used in the kingdom of heaven to build up this earth.